The superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools is putting forward some big ideas for change in her district. This week, Darian Driver presented the MPS board with a slate of reforms designed to boost achievement. Here to give us all the details is WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So let's get right to these reforms. What is MPS leadership proposing for the district?
Some of the most attention-grabbing ideas focus on improving student achievement. They include a proposal to create a network of support and training for staff at the lowest performing schools. Dr. Driver also wants to develop an Office of Black and Latino Male Achievement that would work to close the achievement gap between those students and their peers. And she wants to make organizational changes. So the most notable would be petitioning the state to make MPS the only entity in town that could charter schools. Right now, the district oversees about half of Milwaukee's charter schools. The other chartering authorities are UWM and the city. Dr. Driver would also like to put all MPS schools on the same academic calendar and mandate uniforms across the district.
So what's been the immediate reaction to these ideas?
The push for change is welcome. I haven't spoken to anybody who's against Dr. Driver or MPS for trying to kickstart improvement. But in general, I'm hearing that people need more information before they can pass judgment. Here's Danae Davis. She's the executive director for Milwaukee Succeeds, which is a coalition of local education advocates.
I and many other people are really truly looking forward to hearing more of what the meat behind the titled components of this proposal are. And I hope that none of us, you know, throws darts until we know what it is that we're talking about.
And has anyone already thrown that first dart?
A conversation has definitely begun about the scope of some of these ideas. Dr. Driver has said she wants to see her turnaround plans implemented at all of Milwaukee's lowest performing schools, not just those in MPS, but at independent charter and voucher schools too. This idea of letting MPS create a template for struggling public, charter, and private schools is bound to stir the pot, and already did for Jim Bender. He's president of School Choice Wisconsin.
MPS at its core has a conflict. They are so desperate to keep market share that they can't afford to lose many more students or their financial model implodes. Like, they want to become the only charter authorizer. They want to do that so they can capture cash flow and count those students in their headcount and generate revenue off those students. I don't know that it's any other purpose for improving education. I think it's got a lot more to do with the bottom line.
But even Bender reiterated that we haven't seen many details for these MPS proposals yet, so he says he's eager to learn more.
Do you get a sense of why MPS hasn't released many details yet?
My best guess is that some of these ideas might require changes in the law. In fact, we know that's the case if MPS wants to tweak its calendar, for example. We should mention WUWM has requested to see formal documentation of these proposals, but MPS hasn't yet provided that information. Although I am hearing that the district plans to release more details and a survey to staff and parents shortly.
So why present these ideas right now?
Well, we just heard a few weeks ago that MPS is already improving. Even though we haven't seen school report cards yet, the State Department of Public Instruction confirmed that MPS will not be considered failing this year. It seems this has given Dr. Driver and her team the momentum to pursue a more aggressive reform agenda. And I've heard anecdotally that Driver wanted to introduce all of her ideas now so that the board could talk through them one or two at a time as the district moves into its budgeting season. That commences later this year.
Well, we'll continue to listen for which of these reforms moves forward. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter, and you can read more of her coverage on our website, wuwm.com.